Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So Ireland has the fifth highest rate of e-cigarette use out of 85 countries surveyed by the World Health Organization. And children are now nine times more likely than adults to use vapes. They're extraordinary statistics. And Professor Bobby Smith is consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist with the HSE Adolescent Addiction Service. And today Bobby is speaking to parents about the dangers of vaping for children. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for being with us. I mean, those stats from the World Health Organization, they are stark, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are worrying. It's an issue, I suppose, that's been growing over the last number of years, but all of the data, it just seems to fuel and add to concerns. And I suppose maybe when vaping emerged initially, there was some hope that it might be of primary assistance to adults who are addicted to cigarette smoking and might be a less harmful method of accessing their nicotine. But, you know, that just hasn't borne out. What we've seen is really an aggressive targeting of the youth market, as highlighted by the WHO and comments by the Director General today, by the nicotine industry. With those alarming numbers of young people now addicted to this drug.
Do you still see a use, though, for vapes in terms of, you know, people who want to give up cigarettes? Because I think the general view is that they are less harmful, aren't they, than smoking?
That's the general view, Claire. But I suppose one of the concerning things is that we just don't have long-term data. They haven't been around long enough to really know what the long-term hazards are. But and I suppose the HSE advice on for people, adults who are addicted to cigarettes, is to access the evidence-based treatments. That's nicotine replacement therapy, rather than these just commercial nicotine vapes.
Okay. Now, in terms of parents, the people you're talking about today, like, there are vapes that can be extremely harmful. Then there are others that contain only nicotine. But your view is, and the message is, that none of them are suitable for children.
Yeah, that's the absolute advice. And, you know, I suppose respiratory physicians, the lung specialists are really clear that, you know, young people should not be inhaling anything into their lungs other than clean, fresh air. So there's varying levels of concern around the range of products. Nicotine, I suppose the key concern is just the addiction, the pace at which teenagers can become heavily addicted to nicotine. Oddly enough, smoking is a physically challenging activity. It's hard to get lots of nicotine into yourself via smoking. Via vaping, it's pretty limitless. So teenagers get very addicted very quickly, and that's just a nuisance, being addicted to anything. And then piggybacking, I suppose, on the normalization of vaping within society has been a diversification of the marketplace. We've seen the cannabis industry and cannabis-related products now arrive in vaping formats. So over the last couple of years, we had HHC, which was a big concern both for our addiction services and our mental health services. It was banned about a month ago. Ireland been pretty much the slowest country in Europe to actually ban it. But there's just a... Well, I suppose within our addiction services, we're seeing more of these vape-type products, many of them arriving via the black market.
Mm-hmm. So even though the ban is in place, you're pretty sure it is still very gettable?
Yeah, the young people who are already using HHC seem to be able to access it, some saying that they're actually getting it from shops. And if anyone listening is aware of shops selling HHC, the advice is to report that to An Garda Síochána, because it's basically drug dealing. This is, you know, HHC is as illegal as cocaine is. But I suppose some of it does seem to have leaked out into the unregulated or the completely uncontrolled marketplace. So, mm-hmm. So there's some HHC out there. And I guess it's also normalized a route of use of cannabis-type products for young people via vaping. There are and have been, I suppose, vape-type THC products, which is the active drug in cannabis, out there for a long time, and synthetic cannabinoids and so on. And they're nasty drugs which have addiction issues, but also lots of significant mental health concerns.
So you're talking, are you talking there about drug-induced psychosis?
Yeah, I suppose that's the tip of the iceberg there in terms of mental health concerns. The HHC, when it was commercially available up until a few months ago, became the second most common cause of drug-induced psychosis in Ireland. It was the second most common cause of adolescent addiction issues as well. But you know, those psychosis presentations are really concerning, and all cannabis type products seem to have that potential. And I suppose the worry there, Claire, is that a proportion of people might never fully recover. Life is derailed in their mid or late teens, and they never quite get things back on track for a subset of patients.
I'm not sure how you address. I'm struck by what you said, that the normalisation of vaping now has allowed all of this to become acceptable. I mean, how do you go about, or how does society go about addressing that? That it has become normal for me every single day of the week to see kids in school uniforms vaping.
I suppose the first step in addressing any problem, Claire, is to recognise it for the problem that it is. And maybe we've been a little bit caught off guard. Everyone maybe has about this. Regulators have, the HSE perhaps has, and we're playing catch up. Entrepreneurs seem to be five steps ahead of us all the time. So step one, I think, as a society, to recognise the problems that are associated with this, and then to begin putting in place plans to try and denormalise it. And part of the purpose of today, I suppose, is to try and give parents and adults more information about these products, so they can maybe take a firmer position on them.
Clearly, there's huge concern out there, because this talk that you're giving for the HSE, I know people can join it online on drugs.ie/parents, and it will be available there as a recording. But thousands of parents have signed up to hear what you have to say, which in itself gives us a sense of the scale of the problem and the amount of worry out there.
Yeah, we've run a number of these webinars, I guess, over the last couple of years, targeting various adolescent substance use concerns. But the interest in this one has certainly well surpassed all the others. And that's probably because, you know, drugs can maybe sometimes be a bit of a niche issue. It's maybe drugs are a particular concern for 5 or 10% of teenagers, whereas vapes, every teenager is encountering vapes. Every teenager will know friends who are using vapes, even if they're not using them themselves. So parents are getting more tuned into the issue, which is it's reassuring. But hopefully they'll leave the webinar today a little bit more equipped with more information, facts and knowledge.
Mm-hmm. What are you advising them to do? You know, if a child is vaping, let's take it at a basic level. They're vaping a watermelon vape that contains nicotine, but the parent is concerned. What is the advice?
The HSE has got some information on its website on how to quit vaping. So whether it's a 15-year-old or a 30-year-old is running into problems, I suppose that advice is there. And it largely is the advice, the behavioural advice, effective for changing any sort of unhelpful pattern of behaviour, which is about looking at triggers, looking at locations where you use, looking to reduce use, reduce opportunities for use, trying to provide opportunity for distraction, more positive activity. If needed, you can contact a GP, and there may be scope for actually using nicotine replacement treatments to assist people in moving away from vapes. But it is a bit of it's a whole new world for us to be grappling with, Claire.
Yeah, certainly. And then when it moves into the more serious realm, if they're using products that contain HHC or other similar addictive problems, which could cause them huge problems, then, you know, you're into a whole other realm, aren't you, as a parent?
Absolutely. And I guess the advice there, where it's moved beyond nicotine products, certainly, is to, again, access drugs.ie or contact the Drug and Alcohol Helpline, and you'll get information about your local adolescent addiction service if your teenager has run into those problems and isn't managing, to turn it around on their own or with your support. So there are, you know, our adolescent treatment services, I guess, exist across the country and are dealing with those type of referrals pretty routinely at this point.
Okay, well, Bobby, thank you for talking to us today. That's Professor Bobby Smith. And Bobby's webinar, which is aimed at parents who are concerned about vaping, will be available on drugs.ie/parents later today for anyone who wants to catch up with it. We'll take a quick break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.